Good afternoon. A persistent low deck of clouds across parts of the Mohawk Valley and Greater Capital District has limited sunshine so far today in these areas, while most other locations across interior New York and New England have seen abundant sunshine. Temperatures are responding in these locations by climbing back through the teens and 20s on our way up toward the freezing mark, while where we see abundant cloud cover, the progression of the temperatures in the upward direction has been a bit slower. Still, I think in these locations we will see a fair amount of sunshine through the afternoon, and just about everyone will reach the middle 30s on average for afternoon highs. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture, and with mostly clear skies and light winds tonight, temperatures will drop back into the teens. As the high drifts off the eastern seaboard on Thursday, a return south to southwesterly wind flow will push a little more moisture into the area, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds, but the weather will remain dry and temperatures a bit milder, with highs reaching to about the 40-degree mark. The next storm system will begin to approach the region late in the week on Friday. Any sunshine in the morning will give way to increasing clouds. However, it will stay dry right through the evening on Friday, with highs again in the lower 40s. That next storm will continue to make progress in our direction for the weekend. Right now, it looks like Saturday will start off dry, but quickly clouds will thicken and precipitation will break out by about lunchtime. Still in question will be the temperature profile across our area from location to location. Most of the higher terrain will see snow through the afternoon and into Saturday night, while some valleys could see a mix or even a changeover to some rain late Saturday, with high temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. More snow is likely, especially across the higher terrain on Saturday night, and again, there is the risk of a mix with some rain in valley locations, with lows back around 32. The storm system along the coast and the upper-level disturbance overhead will be slow to move out, and as a result, additional light snow or a rain-snow mix will be possible into the day Sunday. If the precipitation is all snow across the weekend, these locations will have the highest snowfall totals and could be several inches. Highs on Sunday will be in the mid-30s. We'll dry it out behind this system, with temperatures staying in the 30s and a mix of sun and clouds early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unsettled weather will continue across much of the West this week as two upper-level systems move in from the Pacific. A strong cold front will bring snow into interior sections of the West as the front heads toward the Rockies today. Not much of a break is expected for the Pacific Northwest as another system approaches, which will bring more rain and snow to the region later today and tonight. Two-day storm total snowfall amounts are expected to be highest in the Washington and Oregon Cascades, where 1 to 2 feet can be expected. And after another very cold night and early morning in the Deep South, including sub-freezing temperatures in Florida, some moderation will occur along and west of the Appalachian Mountains today and tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 40, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1906, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1984. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:55 p.m. 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the middle teens. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit milder, near 40. Some sunshine Friday morning, then increasing clouds, dry, lower 40s. Cloudy over the weekend with a chance of snow developing through the afternoon and evening on Saturday, perhaps mixed with some rain in the mid-30s. A chance of snow tapering to rain and snow shower Sunday, mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds for both Monday and Tuesday, with high temperatures both days in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.